This is the Blockchain Billions Podcast with your host, Henrik de Geer.
I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with DJ Jay Skrilla. How are you today?
Good. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Good. Who are you and what do you do?
I'm DJ Jay Skrilla. I'm a producer, DJ, sound engineer, and illustrator. I've owned a record label and done some artist management and just got into the scene a couple years ago. Trading Bitcoin and other assets, and then kind of wanted to figure out how I could use part of the creative side, art and music and stuff with the blockchain technology.
Skrilla, how are you involved with the blockchain?
Right now, I've been designing, selling, and trading rare Pepe cards on the Counterparty blockchain. It's a blockchain that uses Bitcoin's network. It started as a means of a way to create new digital assets and other decentralized financial tools using the Bitcoin blockchain. So Counterparty has its own blockchain and uses embedded consensus with Bitcoin's chain to like talk to it.
Skrilla, what are the biggest successes and challenges with the blockchain?
I'd say the biggest success is watching this community of rare Pepe traders grow since I got into it and seeing an actual blockchain making money with no VC funding, just an organic growth. The assets of, you know, there's a lot of money in the assets and the market cap has reached over, you know, $500,000 at certain points. And the thing is only 4 months old. It's worldwide, all continents, and a lot of innovations going on. There's a cool wallet for beginners on rarepepewallet.com that a guy named Joe Looney created. They have a directory, Rare Pepe directory, and it's kind of a cheeky thing like Garbage Pail Kids. So it's trading cards, it's collectibles, and it's just been wildly successful. And seeing that kind of grow, I got in as probably like the 100th member in the Telegram chat, and it's up to about 400 active users. And way more traders, especially in Japan and Russia and stuff. The challenge, I guess, is making people aware of the technology, getting, you know, people to understand blockchain. So I think people in the community are trying to use, you know, everybody's trying to power a way to do that. So like I said, the Rare Pepe wallet is real easy for beginners. They have gift cards they made and all this stuff that you can send to the user. And it comes with Bitcoin, so you can have an instant wallet. The wallet is only a 12-word password that you have to memorize. It works on any browser. So it's a real state-of-the-art, easy to use. They have a bunch of apps on the store, in the Apple and the Google store, Book of Orbs, IndieSquare, Bread Wallet. They have a cool geocaching app called Takara that a lot of marketing people, I think, will be interested in. It's kind of like a Pokemon meets Groupon. Maybe a scavenger hunt for adults using digital assets. So, for instance, you could drop off a beer token at a local bar and have people go there and get the token. And, you know, the idea is to get the people seats in the restaurant. You can use cool new technology and stuff like that. But, of course, it is new technology, so the challenge is getting people integrated. So I guess that's what everybody's working on.
Skrilla, in your point of view, what will blockchain augment, change, or replace?
I think it has a good chance to integrate music rights management, like land records, proof provenance for artwork, and chain of custody and stuff in the future. That's, I think, right around the corner. If the technology is there anyway, it's just about embracing it. The music one's a little tougher. I think the art world is starting to really look into the chain of custody and proof of provenance, you know. Provable ownership is a big deal, and if you can easily see that in a transparent, you know, with this immutable, you can't change, you can't alter, that you trust, then it makes a lot of sense. It saves a lot of time, and, you know, a lot of artwork gets bought. I've read about Steven Spielberg and getting ripped off for a couple $100,000 painting that he got from a Chinese guy that was fake. You have stuff when artwork gets stolen, you know, if it turns back up, then, you know, you can have, you know, proof that way. There's a lot of different interesting things going on with that. And there's a lot of companies working on it, a lot of different blockchains working on that.
Skrilla, how will people make money with blockchain?
That's a good question. Right now, I don't think a lot of people are making money with blockchain. It's more the idea and throwing stuff in the air and seeing where it falls. But, you know, I guess consulting and explaining the ideas and development of blockchain tech is one money maker right now. You know, the approvable way, obviously, is the trading cards and the video game stuff on Counterparty's blockchain has been, that's something that at least artists can, you know, monetize on the blockchain. They can make artwork, sell it, and, you know, have a passive income. So that's kind of cool. But I'm interested to see how, you know, this all plays out.
Skrilla, what advice do you have for those interested in the blockchain?
I guess do your research and, you know, which all you can do is be an info junkie in the scene and figure out, get with the, I guess there's a lot of talking heads. You can narrow down, you know, like anything you get involved in, figure it out. Don't get scammed. And this, there's a lot of people out here creating, you know, pump and dumps and stuff like that that people easily get bought into just off the FOMO, fear of missing out. Everybody thinks the next Bitcoin is coming. But that's all I would say. It's just, you know, like anything, do your research, network, go to some meetups and be open. Nobody's an expert, including me, in this field. I'm simply a user trying to use the technology. Even a lot of the developers, nobody's really an expert. Everybody's trying to figure it out. It seems like people that are open to critique and ideas and learning about the technology and the future of it and how we can make it work and not scare people off with scams and promises, then, you know, I think that's the way to go and people to surround yourself with.
Well, thanks, Skrilla.
No problem.
For more on this, visit blockchainbillionspodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out blockchainbillionsbook.com. Thanks for listening.